Need a boost of spiritual encouragement each day? We've got you covered. Kitchener Baptist Church has a free daily devotional waiting for you, filled with God's Word, practical insight, and faith-building truth. Take a moment to be refreshed and strengthened at timelesstruthsradio.com.
Welcome to Timeless Truths. Today we begin the final message in our series on the I Am statements of Jesus, as Christ declares, "I am the resurrection and the life." In a world filled with fear and uncertainty, He alone offers hope and victory. Stay with us as we dive into this powerful truth.
You see, our heart is not pure by default.
Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand who He is.
If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, He says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that He is. He is the Creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." It's a joy to welcome you to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on this wonderful Lord's Day. As we gather around God's Word, many of you are looking out your window this morning at a lot of snow, and while everything may seem cold and still outside, I'm thankful we serve a Savior who brings life and warmth and hope to the hearts of His people. Today we begin our final message in our series on the great I Am declarations of Jesus. And what a way to conclude, folks. Jesus' powerful declaration, "I am the resurrection and the life." These are not just comforting words, they are life-giving truth. In a world marked by sorrow and uncertainty and death, Jesus stands as the one who conquers the grave and offers eternal life to all who believe. Now, before we look into our message together, our song today is "I Have Not Forgotten." And what a fitting reminder on the Lord's Day. No matter what we face in our life, no matter how heavy life becomes, our God has not forgotten His promises, His people, or His power. And we should not forget God in our life. So stay with us as we prepare our hearts. The song is coming up next, and then we'll open God's Word to this wonderful truth. I am the resurrection and the life.
Not forgotten God's only begotten and the price that He paid for my sin. I must not forget, with joy not regret, He died on the cross for all men.
He was bruised
bruised and afflicted, as the prophets predicted, despised and rejected of men. But in his agony, there was ransom for me. His blood bought me joy without end. Jesus, only begotten. I was lost without hope. When the Lord saved my soul, I remember that hour by His saving power. I have not. Lord, I have not forgotten.
Jesus,
only begotten. I was lost without hope. When the Lord saved my soul, I remember that hour. By His saving power, I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten. I am washed in the flood of His cleansing blood. I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten.
Lord,
I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten.
Wonderful, wonderful. What a great truth in that song. And I hope that's your testimony as well, that you can say, I've not forgotten. I've not forgotten all that Jesus has done for me. You know, the Bible warns us about forgetting. And I think that it can get us into spiritual trouble if we forget what the Lord has done in our life. And I think we're prone to wander. I think we're prone to forget oftentimes in our Christian life. And I think it's a great reminder for us to keep the Lord at the forefront of our hearts each and every day. Well, we come to the final message in our I Am series. It's hard to believe that we have come to this point. We've looked at, I am the bread of life, I am the vine, I am the light of the world, I am the door, I am the good shepherd, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And now we come to this conclusion, I am the resurrection and the life. And so, we're going to read it together. It's John 11 and verse number 1. John 11 and verse number 1. Let's begin reading this wonderful scripture. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was.
Hey everyone, if you're looking for a daily dose of encouragement, we've got something just for you. Kitchener Baptist Church offers a free daily devotional designed to help you dive into God's timeless truths, find strength in Scripture, and grow in your walk with Christ. Start your day with encouragement at timelesstruthsradio.com.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us. But best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. The housework is all done for this week. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
Then after that saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest and sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Then, when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, now here it is, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and called for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews, when then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Then Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping that came with her. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. A preacher tells a story of a young preacher named Bob that asked him if he would go by an older man's house and talk to him about Jesus. The older man only had a few days to live, and he wanted to make sure that he had hope of eternal life. The preacher agreed to go. They knocked on the older man's door, and the man welcomed him into his home, and the preacher began to tell him about Christ. He trusted Christ as a Savior moments after. The young pastor, who seemingly was full of life and vitality, was having lunch with his wife, and after the meal, Bob started across the living room floor of his home. Then he gave a gasp, and he fell dead on the living room floor. He told the preacher that the older man only had a few days to live. The older man actually lived many years. It was the young preacher who only had a few days to live. We don't really like to talk about death. It's not a subject that we like to discuss. But unfortunately, death is a reality. The fact of death is certain, though the time of death is uncertain. We all live under, as David described it in Psalm 23, the shadow of death. The reality is that people fear death. Someone said man is the only creature who knows he is going to die and is desperately trying to forget it. I mean, one mention of death and people will change the subject faster than they change the channel on their television set. But here is the thing that gets me. Not only do people fear death, but people also hate life. Now, think about some views of life today. 19th century British leader Benjamin Disraeli said, "Youth is a blunder, manhood a struggle, and old age a regret." William Shakespeare said, "Life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury and signifying nothing." Someone said this, "Life is not a spectacle or a feast, it's a predicament." Samuel Butler said, "Life is long, is the long process of getting tired." The French used to say that life is an onion, one cries while peeling it. Some college students were asked to give a definition of life for a school newspaper, and this is what they said. They said, "Life's a joke that isn't even funny." They said, "Life is a disease for which the only cure is death. Life is a jail sentence that we get for the crime of being born." The philosophy of Dr. Death himself, the infamous Dr. Jack Kevorkian, was chilling in his bluntness. He expounded on his view of life when asked about religion and faith, saying, "People like us base their whole outlook on mythology. I have my own God, and that God is me. I do what I want, when I want, how I want, and no one else decides that for me." And so this is people's opinion of life. But there's one more opinion I want you to notice, and that is Jesus. Jesus said, "I've come to give you life, and life more abundantly." Now, who are you going to listen to, Dr. Death or the King of Life?
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The Scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in His finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You can pray a prayer similar to this one. "Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen." This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." If you prayed a prayer like mine and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. To let us know of the decision that you just made, you can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at KitchenerHope.com. Again, that website is KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m., where we are currently studying through the book of Exodus. During that service, we also take time to pray for each other. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.